We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is AJ and Dusty.
Let's go, Dutch! What's up, Oregon?
With Coin 6 sportscaster AJ McCord.
You never believe you're out of a fight. You never believe you're out of a game. Where did that come from?
It's having some pride, having belief.
And Dusty, the fan man, Hera.
Jonathan Smith, Oregon State head football coach. Do you have a fullback that it will run his head through a wall?
Yeah, we've got that thought.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
I proved it up. I'm not running from nobody.
The Fan.
All right, we're waiting on Damian Lillard to take the podium. Team USA basketball. You know, I've got a question in all of this. For you guys and for Blazer fans that are out there, as we wait for Lillard, and something to think about is, what would any sort of inaction mean for the Blazers? And by that, I mean whether it is inaction in moving, because I know a lot of fans are saying, this is why you fire Neil O'Shea and you should do it right now. Like, there's no good timing to do this, but I mean, it's not going to hurt their draft preparations because, look, they don't have any draft picks.
Well, and also, you still have the entire free agency offseason ahead of you. I mean, I think
it's brutal.
I think saying that this would be the worst time in the year to fire a general manager is inaccurate, because you look at how he has handled, obviously we're talking about Neil, but like, you look at how the first part of the offseason has been handled. And if you're an ownership group that wants to see your team get better, that wants to see your star player satisfied, that honestly also wants to see this new head coach that you've paid 5 years of a contract for, or agreed to 5 years of a contract for, paying out another coach that you just let go, by the way. If you want all of that to succeed and you look at this first month and a half and say, huh, these are the delicate waters still ahead to navigate. A draft with no picks, but plenty of need. Yeah. An offseason, a free agency period where small markets have to be aggressive in different ways in order to get great free agents here. And right now is this guy who, whether you are super have your finger on the pulse of what's happening in the NBA or not, league-wide, it's pretty obvious that Neil Olshay around the league does not have the reputation that free agents would be interested in believing.
Well, and from the reports that are out there, he doesn't have the reputation that that other GMs want to work with, right? In facilitating a big move and a big swing in the fortunes of this franchise. Mm-hmm. That can't be glossed over. And I think, you know, True Hoop had another article. Well, that's True Hoop, right? That did the rundown of how we got to this point in the offseason last week. Or
I think so. But
that little nugget that Neil O'Shea would be okay if he was canned, like, that is one where you go, wait, what? You know, and he's never really ingratiated himself with this city. That's significant. And, I mean, what would inaction mean for the Blazers in their fan base? You know, what would that mean to you? That is something that I'm wondering. And that goes beyond just like, hey, moving on from O'Shea, but if that is it, what would that inaction mean? What would the inaction mean of the reports that we've had out there that everybody's been assured that they won't be traded this offseason and there are no big moves? What does that inaction mean to the fans of the Portland Trailblazers and the people that cover this team. 503-250-1080. We are awaiting Damian Lillard, who is going to be taking the podium very soon. Again, it bears repeating. Dame hasn't requested a trade. Okay? There's a report that he, in the coming days, he will. There's also a report out there that he has not. What we do know is what he told Chris Haynes earlier today and what he will be saying in his press conference. And what he's told Chris Haynes today is his frustrations lie with he always wants to get better. He always wants to improve. He wants his team to improve. He wants his franchise to improve. And that is important to him. And he said, it's not just me. It's not just my teammates. It's not just the new coaching staff. It's the front office. And he named them specifically. The front, when, what he means by that is one man and one man only, and that's Neil Olshey. And that is the first time we've seen the shot across that bow.
Yes.
And
especially publicly.
Yeah, and I had, you know, people tweeting at me like, this seems like an Aaron Rodgers type play. sure. Like, yes, because Aaron Rodgers, apparently he hates Brian Gutekunst. But Dame is saying, and he has said last week, hey, I will speak. I'll speak for myself. My camp won't, my reports won't. But here we are today. And it's the biggest news, not just in Portland. If you think that this is just a Portland thing, you're crazy too, because you got ESPN tweeting about how they're going to talk about it on NFL Live.
Oh, and also every single other team in the association, if Damian Lillard is available for a trade, every single franchise in the country would be crazy not to try and figure out what they could come up with. Every single one. So we are working on clarification of whether we can bring this press conference to you live. It has still not happened yet. I am on the Zoom availability. We are waiting to hear from Damian Lillard, working on whether we can bring this to you live. If we cannot, then we will turn the sound around as quickly as possible. Stay tuned to us. Keep it on Twitter if you can, if you can safely do that. But we will bring it to you as soon as possible because, like we said, Dame will put his name on things when it matters most.
Is that now? Does it matter the most right
I
now?
I think it might matter a little.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think it does matter right now. Now, we are in a holding pattern for Team USA's media availability. But that question that I asked, what does it mean? If Olshey is gone, a new GM would do everything Olshey couldn't and wouldn't do, which I believe is that's making those big sweeping changes. That's what this franchise really does need, too, is big sweeping changes. Do you guys remember when Neil Olshey said his job is to make sure Damian Lillard's happy?
Yes.
We're not even a month from those comments. A month from those comments.
No.
I mean, think about that. Like, how you doing? That's your gig right now. How you doing?
Oh,
because what he did, what we do know and what we did hear from Chris Haynes, he's not happy with the way that this roster is constructed and the franchise is kind of okay with being a good franchise. And that is something that I think we can say is Neil Olshey has not been some sort of abomination as a GM. He has put together a good roster. Well, he has one of the best players in the world. So, I mean, let's not give him over the top too much credit, right? But he has not just completely been an abject failure, right?
Right.
But that is what Damian Lillard's issue is that being just good is not good enough, and you should strive to want more and make those big swinging changes. That's what everybody wants, and that is where the big failure is. Well, one of them. There have been several failures. Don't get me wrong on that.
Yeah, and I think that's what have been the two things that Damian Lillard has said since he first put on that Portland Trailblazer uniform 10 years ago, however long ago it is now. He has said that he wants to win a title and he wants to win it in Portland. It is so incredibly difficult to win a title in the NBA, period. It is very difficult to get to win it in a smaller market as well. Yeah. Do I think that's a hindrance? Absolutely not. We're watching a finals that has Phoenix and Milwaukee in it.
Oh, sure.
It is possible. But I think that this offseason has been sort of a recognizing that in order to do that, whether it's win a title and or win it in Portland, things have to change. He said it in that article with Chris Haynes too, is that, you know, we can't do the same things that we've always done and expect to get somewhere different.
Yep.
Dame has said that, hey, my, and this is, I think, part of why he's sort of stayed out of, and again, going back to Chris's article, but this is why I feel like he's sort of stayed out of the front office thing, all that jazz, is because he says, that's not my job. My job is to get better on the court. He has said, and we know this from who he is one of the most loyal people out there. He's often joked, and I know then I recognize the next joke coming, but he's joked that he would still have the same team that he came into the league with, which, yes, would be pretty good at this point. But that's sort of where we're at, is this is a very important season for Damian Lillard, offseason for Damian Lillard. He just turned 31 yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Dame. We share a July birthday.
Birth week.
Birth week.
There you go.
Yeah, birth week. Yeah, not the same day. So anyway, we will see. I'm still on the multitasking here on AJ and Dusty because that's what we do. So we're waiting on Team USA's basketball availability. I'm in the Zoom. They've got the background up. Nobody in front of it yet, but we will keep you posted.
Inaction means this team is not going to win or try to win a championship. Jody doesn't care as long as it makes money, and this team is just Neil's plaything. That text coming in from the fan text on what does inaction mean to you with this offseason. We are going to take a break. I promise you this one thing, Raher, right now. If Damian Lillard takes the podium during the break, Will is going to dive out of that commercial and we will come right back and you will hear Damian Lillard. Okay? 114 on the fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, everybody? Damian Lillard's just dragging this thing out. Doesn't he know that the entire Rip City is waiting for him to speak at Team USA camp? Chris Haynes, in his story, a Q&A with Damian Lillard, said Lillard will address a report about his future with the team following Team USA practice on Friday. So that's why we're waiting. Team USA has given us clarification on a rule as to whether or not we can stream their presser live, and we will be carrying it. So we're going to jump right in to Damian Lillard at Team USA. Well, if you see him approaching the podium, you can just say,
somebody got to go.
And that means me. And I'll just stop talking.
I'll just go.
You just
we'll
play.
Just go.
You just play this. Or maybe he's talking about Neil O'Shea when he says,
there ain't going to be no buddy-buddy stuff.
I don't know.
Or maybe throw in a...
That's proprietary, Sean.
I don't think we're going to hear from Neil. I would be surprised. We hear anything from Neil.
Or, you know, worst case scenario, Damian Lillard says,
we've got to bifurcate those two things.
And I don't want that. You mentioned something, though, earlier.
About my garden? I'm just kidding.
Sure.
I thought we were just going to stay off the rails until Dame's on.
No, you mentioned something earlier, and I was just looking at our Blazer drops. And
if they get Nurkic back...
Nurk is, look, he's all fired up about this, and rightfully so. This is why I call him the puppy dog. Like, he needs his love. He needs the adoration. He needs that constant, like, it's going to be okay. He's a good boy, right? That's our Nurk. And he's going at Henry Abbott of True Hoop for his name of all reasons, as why you shouldn't believe it. And he's saying, look, it's not true. And we like to jump to conclusions. And this is one of the things that, boy, it takes over a day in the sports world when a big story comes out like this, because we find out immediately, like, and people can jump out and they can make these statements. And then look, there's going to be a story so big that comes out probably tomorrow and we're going to forget about it. You know, we're going to forget about the gravity of what happened from 7 a.m. until whenever that next
angst.
Story. Right.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the world. The immediacy of our news has made us all so high strung.
I know. The anxiety. Some of you guys on Twitter or on our text line are just, I'm stressed out for you. It's a big deal. And I don't want to minimize that at all. But deep breaths. We can do this. We'll figure it out. Figure it out.
Well, until we get there and until we get Damian Lillard actually speaking on this, that is all we will have to go off of. And that's kind of like, that's where we are. I mean, in a completely unrelated story, but knowing how big that was yesterday, you know, the Richard Sherman situation where there was this rush to figure out what was going on because he was charged with, you know, arrested on burglary, domestic violence, which nobody knew what that was, right? And we were like, what the heck is going on here? Well, all of a sudden, as you put it very appropriately, the most vulnerable moment in Ashley Moss's life, his wife, or I'm assuming one of the most vulnerable moments, was made public in the 911 call, you know?
Yeah.
And so we just kind of, everything just kind of spirals around and gets out of control.
I agree. And we're getting something from USA Basketball right now, but we're going to keep on here because it's not Damian Lillard.
Okay.
I do feel a little bit bad for USA Basketball. Here they are, like, right. They've never dealt with a situation of these, of this magnitude before. So we'll see what they say. I believe this is a PR person for USA Basketball speaking right now. So we'll see what happens here, my friends, but it appears we are getting close to hearing from Damian Lillard.
Yeah. And, you know, the sooner that we hear it, I think the better, because one way or another, the Band-Aid's going to get ripped off. And I think that's an important thing for the Blazers fan base and the next steps as we try to move forward and figure out what the next direction of this franchise is going to be. I mean, to recap and tell you how we got here today, what we found out this morning, Henry Abbott, TrueHoop.com, said sources close to Lillard is that he's going to request a trade in the coming days. After that, Lillard came out and he spoke with Chris Haynes, and he said, you know, one of the most in-your-face comments we've heard from Lillard about the franchise and kind of unrest with Damian Lillard, I think, is a way to put it. He said, I think at this stage we're at as a team where we're all, not just me, not just my teammates, not just our new coaching staff, the front office. Everybody in this organization must look in the mirror because we've consistently come up short. He put a lot of the onus there on Neil O'Shea in a comment to Chris Haynes. After that, Aaron Fentress of Oregon Live and the Oregonian, he comes out with the piece that says, hey, he's got sources that are saying, no, Lillard won't be requesting a trade. And then Frank Isola of the New York Daily News and ESPN, he said that Neil O'Shea and Chauncey Billups are heading down to Vegas to have a face-to-face with Damian Lillard. So that's how we've gotten to the point where we are today.
Yes, and so the Team USA basketball person who was just on here, he was saying that he was talking about the replacement process, because in the middle of all this, also, Bradley Beal's not going to Tokyo, and neither is Kevin Love. So the Team USA men's basketball roster is getting shifted. So he was talking about what that's looking like, the replacement players, the paperwork, all that jazz. So he did say that practice was wrapping up. I could hear the basketball being dribbled on the court, the classic basketball noises happening
squeaky
in the background.
Shoes. Squeaky shoes.
Exactly.
And that's Will Darkins doing squeaky shoes in basketball.
Nicely done.
I'll golf clap that.
So, what they call a Foley artist.
By the way, that job looks kick ass, by the way. Was it Foley artist?
Foley.
Yeah. The Foley artist, where you just make all those noises that are sound effects in movies. But anyways, the replacements for Kevin Love and Bradley Beal could not be further from Kevin Love and Bradley Beal, as they've announced JaVale McGee will be replacing Kevin Love. So remember, the whole purpose of Kevin Love making Team USA was because he was a big that can shoot. So you bring in JaVale McGee, which is a big that cannot shoot. And then Keldon Johnson is going to replace Bradley Beal.
Perfect.
Raise your hand if you know where Keldon Johnson plays. He plays for Greg Popovich's San Antonio Spurs. And apparently he had a great Team USA training camp. And this is like the biggest, like, Dame's probably looking around at Team USA and even going, what the hell, man? Like,
wait a minute.
I wanted to be on this team so bad, and I was getting shortchanged for so long, and now I get on the team, and we got Keldon Johnson? He's joining me? What's going on? He who averaged 12 points per game in the NBA this year on a team that didn't make the playoffs. So those are your replacements for Kevin Love and Bradley Beal, is JaVale McGee and Keldon Johnson.
It's weird to say also that Kevin Love is like old now, because Kevin Love is the same. I think he's like either a year younger or the same age as me. I'm 33. I think Kevin Love's 32.
Wait, you guys went to the same high school. How do you not remember? Like, you graduated in the same class, right?
Yeah, I think he was a year younger or the same age. Yeah.
Okay. I was like, how do you not know how old he is? You guys were in the same, you grew up together.
Well, do you not know how old you are?
He, 33.
Okay.
During basketball, he went and ran around the wall and dropped trowel, according to your story from years ago.
That is accordingly very accurate.
Very accurate.
I will get buddies who are on the team with me to confirm that for you if you'd like.
I don't need it. I'll believe you.
But like, he is, in terms of basketball, old. He is, because he started pro, 19, I think? He was a year over at UCLA, and he was a one-and-done guy, and he logged insane minutes when he was in Minnesota getting double-doubles and everything. And so it's like, and I mean, there were even jokes on Twitter where it showed him with gray hair while he was running sprints, and everybody was like, look at Kevin Love in the background right now. Like, I feel bad about it, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, it's kind of true. Like, Kevin Love is going on in years, but you just don't think about it in that respect.
So I don't know if this is going to make you feel better or worse. But you know how yesterday I was like, don't you fret. Team USA is going to win the gold. Talking about the women. They are currently playing their first exhibition game.
The women.
Women's basketball team. Sorry. Clarification.
Yeah.
They're currently playing their second exhibition, technically. They played Team WNBA in the All-Star game, and then now they are playing Australia, who is without Liz Cambage, by the way. She is a powerhouse for them, and she is not playing. She withdrew from Tokyo this morning. Actually, so she's not playing for Team Australia, and yet 12.8 to play, Team USA down 67-70 to the Aussies.
See?
See, so now, everyone now, panic. It's on. All over.
See? Okay.
I'm just kidding. It's an exhibition.
You gave me the no. Don't panic. Here we are.
I'm not panicking.
Here we are.
I'm not panicking.
We Team USA likes drama. So what is happening is they're going to the podiums now.
Not Dame.
Zach LaVine is up first. So that is a perfect time for us to take a break. And we'll wait for Zach LaVine to get his five questions. And then we'll get to the real one, Damian Lillard, and his press availability down in Las Vegas. AJ and Dusty, here is Will Darkins with SportsCenter.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, I have no idea what Zach LaVine could be talking to this song for, but he's on the podium for Team USA as they're going through the media rounds. Damian Lillard will go after Zach LaVine to address his future with the Portland Trail Blazers, according to Yahoo Sports' Chris Haynes, who had a Q&A with Dame earlier today. And he has to address his future with the team because we have these dueling reports. Henry Abbott, TrueHoop.com, respected NBA writer, is saying that Dame in the coming days will request a trade from the Portland Trail Blazers. Aaron Fentress of the Oregonian, Oregon Live, is saying Lee Corso, whoop, not so fast, my friend, and coming back and saying I am hearing the opposite of that, which is about par for the course in Blazer world. We hear something and then no, it's not, and then here comes Damian Lillard to clean up the mess. This is actually just like a late game scenario for Portland.
Yep, this is exactly.
Or Team USA.
This is
save us, Dame, help.
This is exactly as Rob Perez tweeted out when we were watching Team USA's last exhibition game. Every play is like, Dame, please save us.
Yep,
okay. That's what Portland's saying.
Sorry, right now. Can I break in?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Shams Charania reporting Damian Lillard has requested a trade from the Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, cool.
So now.
Cool.
Where's the GIF? The sky is falling officially.
All right. And we were sure that it's the right Shams and it's not. You're not getting hoodwinked here.
I don't see
anything
from the
Shams. Because I do not see
it
from Shams in his real Twitter account. You just fell for a fake. See, this is what we need to do. Did you fall for a fake Twitter account? Yeah, I think you did.
Come on.
They got me, bro.
Will Darkins, you can't, like, you cannot do that.
We have everybody tuning in.
That is, Will.
We apologize.
It's a damn good one, too.
I love you. That is the worst thing that you could have done.
Well, we corrected it very quickly.
Yeah. It was damn good, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
We corrected it very quickly.
All right, Will.
It's got everything.
You probably just caused like four accidents on a freeway.
Hey, shout out to Evan, who's listening to us all the way from NOLA.
All right. Hey, Evan.
Rip City faithful. We appreciate you listening.
Enjoy some beignets.
Ooh, yeah.
And don't listen to Will.
Oh, my gosh. Such is chaos. That is this morning. This morning is chaos.
Ooh, they had the picture
happened.
And everything.
Yeah,
they had the verified.
They had the verified.
Okay, who was it then that got people to fall for this?
Well, I
besides
find
you.
Ooh, it's,
dude, that is the
hold
worst.
Hold on, I'm finding it.
Blazers
Argentino.
Because I do feel like, let me just.
What?
Like, wait, no. You just what?
Blazers Argentino?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm seeing it on my timeline here.
Okay. All right.
yep. I'm getting all. Thank you, Twitter, for. Yep. Wrong. It was a fake account. Yes, yes, yes. Sorry for the confusion. No reports of anything. I didn't.
Oh, I
see. No. They're listening in.
Yeah.
They're listening to us. This is real time correction from our friends on Twitter. So. No, nothing has happened. Everything is still fine. Come on. May or may not be asking for a trade, depending on who you're listening to, depending on who your unnamed source is. But He is scheduled. He is scheduled to talk any minute now. Zach LaVine has been speaking for Team USA for the last few minutes. Looks like things are calming down. We have no new information on Damian Lillard. Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's a horrible.
You just gave somebody a heart attack.
That's a horrible Friday.
Are you
Friday,
happy?
Will. Like, that's a horrible Friday.
Are you happy?
Buddy.
I just tweeted it out.
What? An apology?
Nah.
What did you tweet?
Well,
you
take a look at it. It's pretty convincing.
No, I'm not going to retweet.
You
should not retweet these things.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
I didn't
so
retweet
we're gonna,
it. I just said it on the air is all.
Oh,
you just said you
man.
Retweeted it.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry,
Hold
everybody.
Hold on. You can't. Dude, you cannot just say Will is an idiot with that. You have to say this is not a real report. My gosh. All it says is Will is an idiot, and you retweet, you screenshotted the actual tweet.
Oh, geez, Louise. Okay.
You can't do that either. We got to delete that one.
Delete.
Oh, man.
All right.
Well, is LaVine almost done?
Yes.
Yeah, he just walked away from the podium.
That is,
all right.
So, I am watching it live.
And there's no
Why
better.
Is there, oh, that's funny. They're sitting on a UNLV chair.
Well, yeah, they're in Vegas.
Thank you very much. I'm aware of where they are. It's just kind of funny.
Oh. Oh, man.
Trying to find some levity here, okay? There's a lot of tension.
Oh, I think Will broke that tension. Everyone,
well, no, he created more tension. This is me diffusing yet again. It's fine. We're going to hear from Damian Lillard. Someone said, hey, someone just tweeted at me saying it got him too.
All right.
That's how on the edge people
are. You're not the only person, Will, and that should be
comforting.
But you are the only person currently live on the radio.
It was super convincing, bro.
Look, people are smart. Blazers Argentino, though, you're in the doghouse, bros. You're in the doghouse for that. I mean, are we... Okay. Just throwing this out there. Which team does Facu Campazzo play for?
Oh, jeez.
Argentina.
Stop. You cannot bring your Facu Campazzo loathing fan club. This is not your moment. You don't get this moment, Dusty. This is not a meeting.
I'll take every minute.
This is not a meeting. You're not allowed to hold one on our show.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
This will be something, though, that is going to be a press conference, and we will jump to it live once Dame steps up there, that it will be nitpicked. And one thing that I think we can appreciate, and we have been able to appreciate from Damian Lillard in his time as a Portland Trailblazers, he's very thoughtful in his words. And we would not cut to this thing live if it was somebody that, you know, had a tendency to, you know, speak off the cuff or maybe, you know, was overly emotional. In these situations, I think what we're going to get is a very thoughtful response from Damian Lillard. And
we always do.
Yeah, we always do.
So, and I have a feeling, and by have a feeling, I have a feeling he is going to address this head on. And when I say that, I don't mean sort of like he's not going to just come up here and not say anything. For this to be taking this long, for this to... He knows, right? Like, we can say that Jody Allen and Burt Cold and Neil Olshey may or may not have their finger on the pulse of Portland. Dame does. And so Dame respects this city. He respects the fans. Yep. I'm anticipating him addressing this pretty darn directly, really quickly, as soon as he gets to the podium, which we don't have him at yet. But when we do...
There's a podium there.
Well, there's a chair. It's a UNLV chair
yep.
that he will be sitting on. I would assume, unless maybe they trade it out.
Ooh.
Important details that probably aren't that important. Yeah. And here comes. Hold on.
All right. We're going to throw. Are we getting
here
it now?
Here is Dame Dalla.
Somebody got to go.
Well, so that's us. We got to go. Dame's about to speak live.
Thank you, everybody, for... waiting for us to transition here. We'll start now with Damian Lillard. First question up will be Casey Holtkoff, and then we'll go to Chris Cross.
Hello, Dame. Obviously, I mean, you're there for USAB, but ostensibly, like, there's a lot of talk about
you know, trade rumors and reports that you've asked out. So you've talked about before right here that you want to talk for yourself. So kind of your, where are you at right now in terms of that kind of stuff and those ideas that you have asked to be traded? We lose him?
He's muted, friends. Hold on.
Yeah, like I was saying, I woke up to those reports, you know, a lot of people reaching out to me. But it's not true. You know, I start off the rip and say it's not true. I said the last time I spoke to you guys that a lot of things are being said and, you know, it hasn't come from me. So, number one, it's not true. And secondly, I also say that I haven't made any firm decision on, you know, what my future will be. So there's really no need for anybody else to speak for me or report this or report that. You know, if it's something to be said, as I said the last time, I'll speak directly with my team and with Neil. So, you know, that's that.
I guess, though, Damian, would you share, like, what goes into that decision for you then?
A lot of things go into it, but I choose not to discuss it, you know, openly. Like I said, the only people that I need to discuss that with at this moment is my team.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Next up is Chris Kraus, and then we'll go to Brian Mahoney.
Hey, Damian. Just want to ask, how aware are you of the different campaigns by the fan bases around the league trying to bring you to their city, and in particular, the one in Philadelphia?
I mean, I'm pretty active on social media, so I see things, you know, whatever's mentioned with my Twitter handle. I mean, but I think that's pretty normal. You know, even during the season, you saw things like that. Maybe it's a little bit louder now because so many reports and things like that have come out, but that's it. You know, I don't really think a whole lot of it.
Thanks, Damian. Appreciate you.
Brian, you're up, and then we'll go to AJ McCord.
And I guess maybe we'll just get one USA basketball question out of the way. you know, just your mindset, what's going on right now. Obviously, I know you guys have a lot of talent and a lot of belief in the guys there, but you know, half the team is going to be changing up or not there, you know, a week to go ahead of Tokyo. You know, how do you feel about the way, if you can get this all together in time?
I mean, I feel fine. You know, I think, you know, coming into something like this, you know, that things can come up, especially, you know, coming out of a pandemic, you know, and guys, possibility of guys, you know, maybe testing positive, injuries happen, people have a change of heart. You come into it expecting that. But, you know, I think our primary focus was to come here and come together as a team, get our bodies moving around, get in shape to be able to go compete on the level that we want to compete on. And I think we've moved in that direction. And we, as a group, we feel good about where we are, you know, after this 2 weeks in Vegas.
Thank you.
AJ, you're up, and then we'll go to Guinevere Reum.
Hey, Dame, happy belated birthday. Second, you're welcome.
Excited to wish me a happy birthday.
Hey, happy belated birthday, my friend, from one July birthday to another. So in the story with Chris Haynes this morning, you just talked about one thing that you do every single offseason is look in the mirror and figure out how you can get better, how this team can get better. What has been, or what can you share the conversations you've had with Chauncey since he's been hired and with Neil this offseason about how the organization as a whole needs to take a step forward so that you guys make that next step to a championship run?
I think the best way to put it is just to be more urgent. Be more urgent about what our next step is and how we move forward. You know, I think we have a lot of pride about, you know, we've made the playoffs all these years in a row. You know, we're not a bad team. We're a winning team. You know, we're in the playoffs every year. We got a great environment. We in a great city. You know, we have great fans. It's a lot of positives, you know, but I just think we've reached that point where it's like, okay, but it's not enough. do we actually want to win it all? Do you know, is that what we're shooting for? And we got to do things to show that, you know, we got to, you know, put action behind that desire to win at that level. And, you know, that's been my only thing this entire time.
Thanks.
You're up, and then we'll go to Yael Banzhou.
Hey, Dame. Genevieve with K2 here in Portland. Thanks for talking with us. I know there's a lot going on. Portland was in a bit of a frenzy this morning when that news dropped. Can you confirm, are you planning any conversations with Neil or Chauncey today? There are reports that they're flying down to Las Vegas to talk with you.
Yeah, we are. We'll talk. But, I mean, I'm playing for USA Basketball, so obviously with everything that's being out there right now, you know, we'll speak. But you know, they were going to be here regardless. You know, every time I've done USA, they've come out to support, and this time, you know, there's a conversation to be had. So I think people are looking at it like this big crazy meeting or anything like or something crazy when, you know, there's a conversation to be had.
Thank you.
Yael, you're up, and then we'll go to Mark Furman.
Hey, Dame, I just wanted to ask, although you said the reports are false, I was wondering if you were to request a trade, have you given any thought about the cities or teams that you would look to join or to request a trade to?
If I say that I haven't made a firm decision, that means, you know, I'm not looking in a direction of of the team or saying this is what I'm going to do or anything like that. You know, we're not at that point. So,
and I know you mentioned that the Trailblazers need to do more. Have you even given thought about the type of players that you would like to see the organization bring in, whether that's through trade or free agency?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that, but this isn't unusual. You know, every year that's how it goes. I think this year is just like, it's more urgent. I think that's the best way I can put it, is more urgency behind it. But of course, you know, there's guys that I feel like can help and, you know, people we should target.
Thank you. Aaron Fentress, you can go ahead, and then Joe Bardone is up.
Hey, Dame. Neil Olshey has said that he believes the roster wasn't the problem last season and that adding Billups and fixing the defense can get you guys closer to contention. Do you share that view, or do you feel like they have to make some type of move? And is that sort of what you're watching for as you decide your future?
I don't doubt that. You know, I think we've had so many teams in the league that, you know, don't make dramatic changes to their roster, but they change coaches and the team improves, maybe because you just needed, you know, a fresh voice, somebody new to follow. Sometimes the coaches is just that great. So I don't disagree that, you know, maybe it, you know, Chauncey can really change our team and make us a better team and get us going in that direction. But I think if you look at our team as it is going into next season, I don't see how you say, all right, this is a championship team. You just need a new coach when we lost in the first round to a team that was hurt. So
and
that's just my thoughts on it.
Right. And to follow up, and since you said you haven't determined your future yet, does that mean you're not fully committed to the upcoming season?
Right now, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. What I can say is my intentions and my heart has always been set on being in the Trailblazers uniform for my entire career.
Thanks.
But I think you know, over time, you want to win it all. You know what I'm saying? And I want to win it all in a Trailblazers uniform. But we all have to be making strides toward that.
Thanks, man.
Joe, you're up, and then we'll go to Dwight James.
Dame, I always seem to get you right after you make these definitive statements. I don't know what else I would follow up on there with the Blazers. Team USA, though, you know, you guys lost Brad. He's a 30-point-per-game scorer in the NBA. And Kevin Love's gone, and you got three players in the finals. Are you getting to the point where you feel like you and Kevin Durant are going to have to go over there and carry this team?
I wouldn't say carry the team, but I mean, obviously we'll have significant roles on the team. It's a blow to lose Brad, like you said. You know, K-Love, a rebounder, a guy who has Olympic experience, he can shoot the ball, would do well with the physicality. So I think it's a blow to lose those guys, but we got a lot of great players on this team and a lot of versatility on this team. So I think, you know, myself and KD will have to go over there and play a significant role, and we'll have to do what we do. But I don't look at it like we have to carry the team. I mean, it's a team full of, you know, the best players across our league. So obviously we'll have to do well. We'll have to, you know, be elite basketball players, but I don't think it'll be like we got to go over there and just carry the team or nothing like that.
I asked Zach the same thing. I just want to ask you, as far as you know, is everybody who's still in camp, are they fully committed to this and no thoughts of stepping away?
I mean, we just had a good practice today, a nice hard practice, and everybody seemed committed to me. So I don't see anybody, you know, wavering or nothing like that.
Dwight, you're up, and then Jason Quick.
Dame, you've always been a rather low-profile guy in the offseason, and you do what you do, and we don't hear a lot. But this year, there's an awful lot of drama surrounding you, and I'm just wondering how comfortable you are with all that.
I think it's the drama isn't coming from me, you know, so I think that's what makes me most comfortable. I take solace in knowing, you know, it's – I'm not shy about saying what I have to say. So when I speak up more at some moments where people are used to me saying less or being quiet or, you know, kind of just falling back, something can be made of that. So I think that's more of what it is. But I feel perfectly at peace, you know, as far as everything that's going on the internet or with reports, because I know that I'm fully in control of myself. You know, I know I'm not stepping out of bounds. I'm not doing anything uncharacteristic as a person. You know, it might be unusual for everybody else, but my intentions are always right, you know, and I always come correct. And I'm still in that same space. I think everybody else is just, creating drama more than I'm just creating drama.
I understand that. But to be clear and try to get some clarity on it, do you expect to be in a Portland uniform this season?
Yeah, I expect to be. Okay.
Jason, you're up, and then we'll finish with Chris Petter.
Dane, you mentioned you've had good communication with Neil. What has been your communication with Jody?
I've spoke with Neil and I've spoke with Jody, and the conversations that need to be had are being had. You know, I'm able to be open and honest, like I say I am with you guys. I say what it is, and I've done the same in my conversations with Jody and Neil.
And is it one-on-one with Jody, or is that in a group?
I've spoke with Neil. I've spoke with Jody. I don't think it's really that important to say either or. I spoke to both, and I've been, you know, honest with both of them, as I should be.
Final question, Chris.
Hey, Dame, were you surprised that Kevin Love pulled out? Could you sense him struggling over the last 10 days during training camp and the exhibitions?
No, I didn't sense him struggling at all.
Were you surprised that he withdrew?
I mean, I wasn't expecting it. I don't know if I would say I was surprised. Like I said, you know, things come up. It's a major commitment. And, you know, we just had a bubble season, and we came right behind that with another tough season. So nothing is a surprise, you know, especially when you got a major commitment like this following, you know, two seasons like that where, you know, none of us are, or everybody's not probably 100% healthy. So, you know, it's no surprise.
Thank you.
Thank you, Damian. And thank you, everybody, for joining us today. The recording will be up in a couple of hours.
All right, there you have it. Damian Lillard at Team USA media availability. He comes right out and he says it. It's not true. The Henry Abbott report of him requesting a trade in the next handful of days, not true. But he does not have a firm decision on his future. Okay? Those are two things that are mutually exclusive, right? I saw Chris Mannix tweeted out that, well, he said it wasn't true, but then he didn't. He said his future was... No. He said the Henry Abbott report today of Damian Lillard requesting a trade in the next couple of days is just not true. And then he said, but that doesn't mean my future has been decided at all. Those two things are very important.
Very important, and I think this reiterates what you and I spent the first hour of this show talking about while we waited for him to speak. Dame is going to come out, he is going to address it, and he's going to be honest. If he is this honest with us, aka the media, right? He is more honest with Neil. He expounds even further, I should say. Not more honest, because there's no amount of dishonesty from Dame ever. But he's going to expound even further with Neil Olshay and Jody Allen, who he said he has spoken to recently. So there's a lot of moving pieces here for the Portland Trail Blazers. Damian Lillard, though, saying he has not made a firm decision on his future and also has not requested a trade.
Yes.
So that is where we are. I'm going to listen back to some of the sound. We're going to have a whole lot more of it from you. Do we need to take a break first, Dusty?
Yes, we do.
Okay, we need to take a break. Hang tight. We'll be right back. We'll have some of this audio turned around for you so you can listen to it again right here. 1080 The Fan, you're listening to AJ and Dusty.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.